Second song, he say ocean, but it doesn't mean well. It sounds like that there are some trouble, difficulty really fall upon us. And it's just so many, right? It's kind of like we are flooded and we are falling into a deep ocean. But the song also called for help. One is divinely God called us. Second one is that within the trouble, we also call up. But regardless what kind of situation it's going to be, what's going to be happen, sounds like there's not always joy. And along the way, right, somehow we might lose our peace. So the key is that what kind of life you're expecting. And when you're really facing all the problems and all the unpleasant things, how are you going to stand? So the question is that, is life without any trouble or difficulty, or the peaceful life, is a life we are really enjoying? Is a life we are really looking forward? Or maybe a little bit of trouble and difficulty will make the life more enjoyable? We don't know. As a matter of fact, right, you have to look deep into your heart. Is that possible? Peace. Can we live side by side with trouble? Maybe, maybe not. So let's go over. See where everybody wants to live a peaceful life. Any of you don't want to live a peaceful life? But there are so many things, regardless, right? What kind of peaceful life you sometimes a desire. Maybe it's a guilt. Maybe it's a sin. Maybe it's a worry, fear, anger, and a grief. Maybe it's just a sense of the helplessness and the hopelessness. Maybe it's your study, your work, or maybe all those people around you really cause you grief. Maybe there's a financial problem. Ill health, or maybe there's a bad relationship really eating you right now. A grudging past, a really not enjoyable now, or maybe there's an uncertainty in the future. Sometimes all of this, right, will blend in and merge and become a big obstacle, right? Really hard for us to breathe. And that's the moment we lost our peace. There's a statement like this. Peace is coming soon. But cannot see the future as bright and shining with hope. Would you like to live this kind of life? Maybe you got a peace is pending. But you are not really feel the exciting and really want to have it. Because you don't see the hope in there. Is it a life you want to see there? Have you ever get into that moment that really thinking everything and everybody is really truly not in your advantage? It's tough. I don't know if everybody can recognize this book. Any of you? Probably not. Because this is written in German. Unless you are really fluent in German, right? You really cannot read it out. But as a matter of fact, it's a famous book. It's written on the 1929 by a veteran, right? German veteran who served in World War I. And the concentration on this, focus on this book is physical and mental distress. And there's a detachment, right, after this war, right? How to adapt back to his normal life. Sometimes, right, life is like a war zone, whether you like it or not. It's just like that. And later on, this book, right, translated into English with a title of slightly different. He said, All Quiet in the West Front. Is that all quiet in the war zone? How can it possible? Otherwise, there won't be war, right? So as a matter of fact, if you go inside, right, when you are living a life in a war zone, it's not about the bravery or become a hero. As a matter of fact, right, if the situation just keeping from bad to worse, there's only one thing, right, we need to remember. It's about surviving. How will you live? How will you survive? And for this particular person, right, it's really not pretty at all. Either you kill someone or you be killed. And there are constant threat of the bullet flying around and cannot find a provision to keep alive. And there's so many things, right? Leak of the skill, leak of the training. And seems like life and death, right, is not in his hand. Everything can change, right? One instant you're laughing, next moment you probably become flat, die there. But there's commentary about this book. In the end, he say, even though they may have escaped the shell, but yet they were destroyed in the war. Life, living is a burden or is a blessing? Trouble and difficult will chill you out, make you strong, or pull you down. It's a choice, is it? Is it? We don't know. Let's keep going on. If you search the internet, right, there's a particular article, right, it's kind of describing biblically, saying that there are 10 reasons, right, that causing strife. Number one is anger. Number two is ridicular. It's a mockery. It doesn't matter what other people make to you or you make to other people or about the surrounding. And the third one is the most stronger one. Heat is a strong word. Second group, right, coming from the word. Gossiping. And it all focuses on the self. And your tongue, right, just cannot be controlled, or you cannot control other people's tongue. And doing all those words, right, it's kind of like the nail hammer into the wall. Even you unplug it, but the damage is there. Hole is always there. Doesn't matter how you cover it up. And that's the how powerful is the word. And maybe it's a pride. Maybe you just don't want to lower your down. You're thinking you're better. You're worse more than that. So you quarrel and you disagreement and you show and express. Something is burning inside you. But it's not a good passion. But something is like a fire flaming in, right? And you're just thinking you just luck out. And that's tough. And maybe you're doing the argument, right, and talking about why we are here to worship. Where is God? What's the faith going to help me out? That's useless, right, to be a trustworthy and faithful Christian. Religion is useless. So bit by bit, brick by brick, you build yourself up a wall. It doesn't matter where you are locked in or you are locked out. There is a wall surrounding you. You just want to hide within. You don't want the light shine on you because you really enjoy all the hurt. You want to stay there. You want people leave you alone. And that's loneliness coming in. No light. And that's robbed your peace. Everybody recognize this picture? It's not a good picture, but it just happened a couple months back. Las Vegas. Those people, right, they went on a good trip to the Las Vegas to enjoy a country music concert. In the end, in a Sunday morning, right, there's a shooter shooting around. If you look deeper, right, into the picture, there is no peace. Everybody's running for their life. So the argument shifting, right, from the sentimental to the real life. Bad things happen, regardless we are prepared or not. And that's the how tough is a life. But all of this, how will we stand? How will we live? How will we be strong, right, still doing something good for ourselves and all those people who are really loving us? It's not easy. This is a Bible word. He said, don't let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. Is it easy? Maybe when you are in a joyful mode. Maybe it's easy when you are strong. But it's not always like that. Sometimes if you owe enough, life is going to be like this. They are soul from every direction. They're going to peel and penetrate into your heart. It's agony. So why we choose this topic in the last day? Peace. In the storm. It's not static. It's a dynamic. It's a constant fighting to in the right side, regardless what happens surrounding you. It's not easy at all. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those who his favor rest. This is from Luke, and this is an announcement from the angel, right, to the shepherd in the field. They do have peace, divine peace coming down. But how about Eve, the first lady who created by God? Did she lose her peace? God created her in a perfect condition. So beauty, and provide her a good garden, right? All kind of food to eat. And she got all the pets she can ever afford. Really a good and joyful life. Until one day, there's a question popping up. Did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden? It's a simple question, right? But the consequence is big. When the temptation coming in, right? If you don't sense it, if you don't know where it's leading, it's really tough for us, right, to guard. And that's exactly right happened during that time. Then all the sin, all the curse, right, follow in. For sure, one thing we know, there's no peace anymore. How about Abraham? Abraham definitely is a cool guy, right? Because according to the Apostle Paul, he is the father of the circumcised and uncircumcised. That means is really is the father of the Jew and non-Jew believer. And he is supposed to be the giant in the faith. But do you know, there's something high deep inside his heart, really eating him out for at least 10 years. And one day, right, he really blew it up. He said, according to the Bible, sovereign law, what can you give me since I remain childless? Do you know how he popped up this in response to? That's God just announced to him, say, hey, dude, Abraham, don't be afraid. I will be your shield, and I will bless you greatly. And that's how he responds. Sometimes, right, we don't know. There's something, right, hanging in our heart. And it's really, right, causing us, right, losing the peace. Maybe we act in normal. Maybe we are very brave from other people's life. But there's something inside our heart and we really need to deal with. And that's only God, right, to initiate a conversation, right, and the channel can be open. It's not how you respond. It's how you, to be honest, right, to God. And that's exactly, right, how the apparent responds. Funny thing is that it's really contradicting. He called the law sovereign, and that he really questioned about his capability to provide. And that's irony, right, we are facing every day. So, what's the point? We are not in war, are we? We are just a student. We are just parents. We are really living a peaceful life in Santa Clara County. So what about all this war? It's nonsense. But as a matter of fact, right, if you go back to the Ephesians 6:12, it's talk about every Christian have a struggle, regardless whether you know or not. You are in the war zone. You are wrestling, right, against. Not only just those flesh and blood. You have to see through it. There's more than that. There's a huge war going on. You're against the ruler. You're against the authority. You're against the power of this dark world and the spiritual forces, right, of the evil. How can it be possible? We cannot see them. But that is exactly what Bible says. And that's why it's so hard. You cannot really face out. You cannot really prepare yourself against those people you cannot see. Those enemies, right? They try to rob you of the peace. Rob you away from the God. But that's exactly. It doesn't matter you acknowledge this, you really recognize this or not, because this is truth, biblically. So if coming back, if there's a war, if we are fighting, right, what really eating us, what is really, right, robbing us, is an emotion, is a mindset, is a temptation? Or it's all about self, flesh, about the material, or about those spiritually, or is about everything? To be honest, I really don't know. When I prepare this sermon, right, I really look back, right, on the 2017 and go beyond. And I'm asking God, God, what you want to teach me? God say, well, you will know. Bible says, mercy of our God will come to us from heaven to guide our feet into the path of peace. Bible says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Bible says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. So there is a different kind of peace. There is a peace coming from the heaven, and there is a promise already being delivered. So where and how we can attain this peace? This is a couple of slides I share with you during the Thanksgiving sermon. And it's a statement saying there is a lot to be grateful for this Thanksgiving by the Pastor Frank, who is really not in a very good condition because he lost his 14-year-old daughter, right, in the November church shooting tragedy. They got 26 people dead on the Sunday morning worship time. Definitely, right, I don't think he can keep his peace. Because if I were in his shoes, right, it's going to be very difficult for me to even, right, to make this comment. But when the peace is really coming down from the heaven, there's a lot of amazing things going to happen. This is was an interview, right, he had with the CNN couple of days before the Thanksgiving. And in the interview, right, he make a comment say it's hard to cope right now. And during that moment, right, the sorrow really hit him. And his tear, right, just raining down. He could not control his emotion. He lost his composure. And he stop and wipe out the tear, and he apologized to all the people. And he continued. He say, right, I need to leave because my daughter, right, want me to leave and really enjoy the holiday regardless what happened. He want everything to proceed. So he says it's going to be difficult because this is a question, right? Asking from the interviewer, and he say, yes, for sure, life is difficult. And he say, but you know what? We should celebrate for all the God has blessed us. We should celebrate for the Christmas. We should celebrate, right, for the Lord that coming down to the earth had done all these things for us. And that's exactly what he said during the interview. I don't think anybody, right, can really, right, as brave and courageous, right, like that. It's not easy. So coming back, today's focus is peace. The peace is not a static one. The peace is a dynamic one. The peace that in the troubled water, like the ocean, right, you want to reach out. The peace that from our Lord Jesus Christ. A peace is not like the world when you are going smooth, going everything's in your way, and you really enjoy And so you say, I have peace. No, it's not. It's a peace, right, in a difficult time. The difficult time, you still hold it together with the help from God. You won't let your heart be troubled, and you won't be afraid. It's a different kind of peace that only Christian, right, can really enjoy. It's a gift from heaven. It's a spiritual gift, the peace. If you really don't get it, fine. Maybe the command can help you, because it's a God's will in the Lord Jesus Christ. Want us, right, remain in this particular gesture. God wants you to be brave, to be courageous, right, along the way with Him. He say you have to rejoice. Always. You have to pray without stopping. You have to give in thanks in all circumstances. That's a power. Don't get me wrong. 2017 year is really the toughest year, right, for me. God asked me to do something I never imagined I would really comply. He asked me, right, to quit my job. A job that I was spending all my year, the last 35 years, trying to build it up. I won't say it's a very successful one, but at least, right, it's really a good one. And he ripped it out and asked me, right, to totally give it up and for his ministry's sake. I argue, I fight him back. And within this torture, right, in and out, I lost my peace. But God is gracious and is powerful and sovereign, right? So in the end, right, I comply. But man, that's just open up a difficulty, more difficulties coming from. Within, from outside, and even the ministry, right, sometimes make me cry. Not to mention about it, I need to enroll myself into the seminary with the students, almost my son's age, and I need to compete with them and try to understand what is the Bible truly saying. I don't know whether you know and whether you're going to miss sometimes is everything just get to you and you just want to cry. And there are so many days, right, when I'm doing my prayer, I do cry. And that's why I hold this particular sermon, peace, in a troubling time. If we are really truly children of God, if God is truly loving us, if Jesus Christ is truly our Lord, we should not be afraid. We should have our peace. No matter what, no matter we are in the deep of the ocean, no matter our heart is really getting cold, God supposedly going to kick in the frame, right, and firing within us and burning us up with a passion we're going to praise the Lord. Regardless of all the circumstances and the surrounding. And that's the courage. And that's the peace, right, today we are talking about. It's not good or bad. It's just that you have to have a faith. You have to really, right, focus on one thing. Look upward. Especially when you really don't know where you're going. There's a line. You have to put your trust, right, into the God's hand. And that's this servant all about. Peace in the fighting time. Peace in the time, right? You really need to put yourself together, right? And really focusing on God's direction. And hopefully, right, you remember, it's really is not about us. It's about the God we serve. It's about the people around in you. It's about those people in the darkness, right, cannot see the light. We are just the vessel. We just the channel to bring the God's blessing to all the people around us. We need to stand. Even we are humbly, right, on our knee and pleading God. But that's how we're going to behave. We're going to be as strong. We're going to be brave. We're going to be courageous regarding all the upside down around in us. Our heart will be not troubled. We will not fear or whatever. So making God really blessing us. Let us lead in the 2019-18. And that will be a great one. Because we're going to serve Him. Regardless, we're going to serve Him with courageous. We're going to serve Him with all we have. Let's bow our head. Dear Father in the heaven, we are so grateful you give us the chance, right, to let us can worship you. Let us really point out here, right, all for your sake. It's all for your glory, it's not for ourselves. Peace is coming from you, and it's going to root in our heart. It's not a surrounding or it's a difficulty we are facing. It's not a failure, right, that people are regarding us in. It's not the darkness, right, we are clouding us. There will be a light. There always is a light. And we're going to be look up. And we're going to call in on your hand. Calling on your name. We're going to let your fire coming down, really, burning up inside us. It's going to consume in us. We're going to break down the wall.